AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Reaction today from the White House to the latest mass shooting.
What's clear, as the president has said, is that we are suffering from an epidemic of gun violence in this country.
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre spoke after today's shooting at a rail yard in San Jose, California.
There are 8 victims that are pronounced deceased at this point. And there's one suspect that's pronounced deceased.
Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department says the gunman worked at the Valley Transportation Authority rail yard. Davis says their work there is not over.
We received information that there are explosive devices that are located inside the building. That being said, we activated our bomb squad.
Names of the victims in San Jose have not been released. President Biden wants intelligence officials to step up their investigation of the origin of the coronavirus pandemic.
The Biden administration for months minimized the possibility that the virus originated in and then escaped from a Chinese lab. In a statement, the president says most of the intelligence community says there are 2 likely scenarios, a lab accident or the virus naturally spreading. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says he's giving intelligence officials 90 days to keep investigating.
To dig a little deeper, to double down.
While pushing the Chinese to cooperate, the president acknowledges the virus's origin may never be known, given Beijing's refusal to fully work with investigators. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jeff Bezos says he will step down as CEO of Amazon July 5th. Bezos says it was exactly 27 years ago on that date in 1994 that Amazon was incorporated. An 8th noose was found at an Amazon facility in Connecticut. Amazon closed the site over the weekend, saying it was putting additional security measures in place. Hamas's leader in the Gaza Strip says 80 militants were killed during the 11-day war with Israel that ended last week. This is AP News. An AP investigation found Myanmar's junta used bodies to terrorize.
An analysis by the Associated Press and the Human Rights Center Investigations Lab at the University of California looked at cases where bodies of those targeted indiscriminately by police and the military are being used as tools of terror in Myanmar. The findings are based on more than 2,000 tweets and online images, in addition to interviews with family members, witness accounts, and local media reports. The research identified more than 130 instances where security forces appear to be using corpses and the bodies of the wounded to create anxiety, uncertainty, and strike fear in the civilian population. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A new APNORC poll shows a majority of Americans across racial and ethnic groups believe discrimination has worsened in the last year against Asian Americans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.